Pendengar, serangkaian penggerebekan di kantor Perserikatan Pekerja telah mendapat kritikan dari Partai Buruh dan menyebutkannya sebagai serangan pribadi terhadap pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten selaku ketua AWU atau Australian Worker Unions itu. Namun, pemerintah Turnbull mengatakan bahwa rahasia itu sah-sah saja dan bukan aksi politik. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Tara Cosoletto. Polisi Federal Australia atau AFP telah menggerebek kantor Australian Workers Union atau AWU di Melbourne dan Sydney. AFP mengatakan telah melaksanakan surat perintah penggeledahan itu atas perintah dari kelompok yang baru dibentuk, Registered Organizations Commission. Komisi itu telah dibentuk sebagai pengatur independen perserikatan pekerja dan asosiasi pengusaha. Penggerebekan itu terjadi setelah pemerintahan Turnbull meminta komisi baru tersebut untuk menginvestigasi sumbangan dana dari perserikatan pekerja kepada kelompok aktivis Get Up. Menteri Pekerjaan Michaela Kes membawa masalah itu ke komisi bulan ini menyusul laporan bahwa perserikatan pekerja tersebut memberikan sumbangan dana sekitar $100,000 kepada kelompok Get Up saat peluncurannya pada tahun 2005 yang lalu. Dilaporkan komisi itu telah menerima informasi bahwa dokumen yang berkaitan dengan legitimasi sumbangan mungkin telah disembunyikan atau dimusnahkan di kantor Perserikatan Pekerja. Perdana Menteri Turnbull mengatakan bahwa baik itu Perserikatan Pekerja maupun Bill Shorten harus memberikan penjelasan.
The AWU has got questions to answer. Bill Shorten has questions to answer. Why his union was making a 100,000 donation to Get Up, an organization which I might say is opposed to most of the industries that employ members of the AWU.
Namun Ketua Perserikatan Pekerja Australia Daniel Walton mengatakan bahwa donasi itu tidak melanggar peraturan.
Yeah, the donation was approved. But, so let's rewind 10 years ago. There was a discussion with our executive, basically a board of directors, to make a decision whether or not we were going to help fund and set up a new organisation that was going to pursue the interests of our members. The decision was made. What they're investigating is whether or not we've filed the correct paperwork.
Walton mengkhawatirkan tindakan pemerintahan Turnbull itu dan juga komisi yang baru dibentuk, Registered Organization Commission, telah menyalahgunakan kekuasaan mereka dan kekuasaan kepolisian federal.
The investigation which has been commenced today is nothing but an abuse of power. We've had over 26 AFP officers raid our offices in search of a couple of documents of over 10 years ago which do nothing more than highlight the fact that the union made a few political donations. It's an extraordinary misuse of police resources that could be better spent on far more important actions. We're extremely concerned about the actions of the Registered Organizations Commission and extremely concerned of the actions of the Turnbull government.
Pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten menyebut penggerebekan itu sebagai tindakan yang putus asa dan bermotivasi politik dari sisi pemerintah.
The government is wasting taxpayer money in an increasingly grubby effort by a grubby government and, quite frankly, a grubby prime minister who've been exposed as standing for nothing, and all they have left is to try and damage the reputation of their opponents.
Presiden Australian Council of Trade Unions Sally McManus juga secara tajam mengkritik penggerebekan itu.
This is a shocking attack on democracy, the day when our government sends in our police to raid a union office. It just shows how far this government will go to attack working people. This is a sad day for democracy, and this is an out-of-control, dangerous government that calls the police to raid union offices around small donations.
Juru bicara oposisi untuk pekerjaan, Brendan O'Connor, mengatakan bahwa penggerebekan ini merupakan serangan oleh pemerintah terhadap Partai Buruh dan Bill Shorten.
It is beggar's belief that this is not a political raid. It beggar's belief. Let's look at the history of this government. The Royal Commission called three Labor leaders. It's never happened in our history since Federation. Two Prime Ministers and a Labor leader called to two Royal Commissions. And now we have a situation where we have a Registered Organisation Commission established. What is their first public act? To raid the union offices of the AWU in an attempt to attack them and an attempt to smear Federal Labor and its leader.
Namun Senator Partai Liberal Eric Abbott mengatakan kepada Sky News bahwa penggerebekan itu dibenarkan karena dilaporkan pula bahwa seorang hakim telah memberikan wewenang untuk merampas dokumen-dokumen itu.
The only reason the Australian Federal Police were able to enter the Australian Workers Union offices was because they were able to get a warrant issued by a federal magistrate. So the rule of law was applied. To suggest that this is a federal government activity is simply wrong.
Kini telah timbul masalah baru berkaitan dengan penggerebekan itu, karena penggerebekan itu telah dibocorkan kepada media sebelum dilaksanakan. Menteri Pekerjaan Senator Michaela Kes mendapat tekanan tentang hal itu, namun berulang kali ia mengatakan kepada Senat Estimate bahwa kantornya tidak berperan dalam pemberian kebocoran kepada media sebelum penggerebekan itu terjadi. Namun baru saja Senator Kes mengeluarkan pernyataan ini, ia harus kembali menghadap sidang Komite Senat Estimate untuk menarik pernyataannya, setelah mantan penasihat media seniornya David DeGaris mengaku bertanggung jawab membocorkan hal tersebut kepada wartawan. Senator Kes tetap mengatakan bahwa dirinya tidak mengetahui sama sekali tentang hal tersebut.
I was not aware of it at the time and was not aware of it earlier today in estimates. This took place without my knowledge and was not authorized by me. As previously indicated, I was not notified of the raids until I watched them unfold on the television. My staff member has resigned.
Sekretaris Nasional AWU Daniel Walton mengatakan sulit dipercaya bahwa Kes tidak tahu apa-apa tentang penggerebekan itu.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a ministerial office or a politician that if they were given the tip-off or made aware that the AWU is about to be raided, that the staff are solely kept that information and not had a conversation with the minister.
Anggota Parlemen Partai Buruh jajaran depan Tony Burke mengatakan bahwa Kes seharusnya mengajukan pengunduran diri.
When the government was calling the media yesterday and saying, oh, there's a scandal happening, they were right. They were right and they were it. They were right that there was a scandal and the behaviour of this government is the scandalous action that's taken. And can I tell you, there might be a member of Senator Cash's staff who's just resigned, but the wrong person has resigned.
Permintaan pengunduran diri Senator Kes juga diserukan oleh juru bicara Menteri Pekerjaan Partai Buruh, Brendan O'Connor.
She must resign because it beggars belief she did not know of the role of her office in tipping off the media in relation to a raid by a Commonwealth regulator that reports to her. It beggars belief, and if the Prime Minister has any regard for the Westminster system and ministerial accountability and responsibility, he will dismiss his minister.
Namun salah satu menteri kabinet Christian Porter mengatakan bahwa ia telah mengenal Senator Kes selama bertahun-tahun dan ia percaya bahwa Senator Kes adalah orang yang benar.
Well, I've known Michaela Cash for decades, and when Michaela Cash says that she did not know about the actions of her staff, she is absolutely to be believed. She is a truthful person.